Be with you.
We welcome you again here to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. We're glad to have you with us. You'll notice we're still missing Pastor Poppy. He should be back tomorrow from his vacation. Back to work on Tuesday for sure, so we'll look forward to that. For our service this morning, we'll follow the order of service listed in the bulletin, Divine Service Setting 3 on page 184 in your hymnal, page 184. Our propers of the day are listed on the inside cover of the bulletin, and then the readings of the day are on the back. And so that's our service this morning. Before we begin, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, gracious Heavenly Father, in this sinful world, so often our ears are deaf to your word. They do not listen as they should, and as a result, we do not confess the truth of your word as we should. Grant us repentant hearts, Heavenly Father, that we may receive your word and the Holy Spirit that is attached to it, and make good confessions both in our lives and in our words. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our opening hymn is hymn 545, Word of God Come Down on Earth. We sing. Divine Service Setting 3, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing together the introit found in our bulletin. Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We worship thee, 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 we worship thee,
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by your gift alone, your faithful people render true and laudable service. Help us steadfastly to live in this life according to your promises, and finally attain your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the 12th Sunday after Trinity is from Isaiah chapter 29. Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to nothing, and the scoffer cease, and all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale. For when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in hidden midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together our gradual as found in the bulletin.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
The epistles is from Romans. Chapter 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia and Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, He put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. Please be seated as we sing our hymn of the day, 421, Jesus Grant That Balm and Healing, 421.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text today is the gospel lesson just read, especially these words from our Lord, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Thus far, our text. Dear friends in Christ, in our gospel lesson today, Jesus heals a man who was born deaf and who had a speech impediment as a result. Seems like a fairly plain and straightforward miracle, doesn't it? His ears are opened. He's able to speak clearly. He's different than he was before when he could not hear. In fact, it's very likely the reason he could not speak well is because he could not hear well. Those two items oftentimes go together. If you can't hear the sounds that your mouth is making, if you can't hear the sounds that your parents make when you're a baby, it's hard for you to duplicate them as you learn to speak. Jesus comes into this man's life in our gospel lesson for today. And Jesus speaks some ancient sign language to him. Is it your ears that aren't working? How about your tongue? Is that what you need? And having communicated with the man in that way, Jesus speaks to the deaf man. He preaches his word to the deaf man. Be opened, Ephphatha. And as Jesus preaches his word, exactly what he says in his word happens. It is the very same as it was in the beginning. Let there be light, and there was. Let there be an expanse above, and there was. Let there be stars and moon, and there were. Let these ears be opened, and they were. Let this tongue be able to speak, and it could. It truly is an amazing miracle, isn't it? The man did not have to learn how to speak clearly all over again once he could hear the sounds that he was making. When the word of Jesus came, everything was made well. He can hear. He can speak. He can communicate clearly. It is a miracle. It proves that Jesus is the very Son of God in human flesh. It proves that he has authority over this world. It must listen to him. It proves that God's word does what God's word says. It works impossible things. Well, there you have it. There's our gospel lesson for today. Now's the important part. You see, this miracle has implications for each one of you as well. You see, each one of you sitting in these pews was born into sin. And one of the things that sin does to you is it makes your ears deaf to God's word. Deaf to God's law, deaf to God's gospel. Your sinful nature doesn't want to hear what God has to say. Your sinful nature has its own ideas about things. Your sinful nature wants to be its own boss. And so your ears are closed to God and His Word. When God's Word says, you shall not do X, Y, and Z, your ears ignore it. You do what you think is best in the moment instead. And because your ears cannot hear what God says to you, your tongue also doesn't always speak the truth either. Sometimes it makes bad confessions. Things like, God has bigger fish to fry than me. I'm not that bad, at least not compared to so-and-so sitting over there. Your ears are closed to the Word. Your mouth fails to confess the truth. Perhaps the best example I can come up with to get this idea across is when we were teenagers. And Mom said, be home by 10. You heard the Word. Did you listen? At 10 o'clock, when you were still out miles from home, did you call Mom and Dad and confess a little lie? Oh, the car broke down. I lost track of time. Mom said, do your homework. Did you always listen and do it? No. You had your own plans, other activities to do. Your mouth confessed to your mom, sure, I'll get it done, Mom. And then you didn't. I don't know if that's true across the board. It oftentimes was true when I was a teenager. My ears didn't seem to listen to what my mom said, and my mouth often didn't say the truth in response. Our sinful natures were at work. And they act that very same way with God. God says, do not murder. Don't steal. Go to church. Don't covet. Don't curse, swear, use satanic arts, or lie or deceive. God's Word is very, very clear. And our ears are very closed to listening. Not listening to God's Word also affects what we say, what we confess outwardly. We're deaf to God's Word, and so our tongues are unable to speak the truth about Him. This happens all the time on Christian television, Christian radio, and oftentimes by well-meaning Christians. God wants everyone to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, we say. Who am I to judge what's sin and what's not, we say. Everyone worships the same God. They just do so in different ways. Everyone will be in heaven. There's no such thing as hell. If we would listen to God's Word, we'd understand how wrong these words are. And it's not just these big ideas from big mainstream pastors. It's often much more personal than that. when we sin, when we break one of the commandments, we tell ourselves, who's God to tell me the thing I've done is wrong? Why can't I do this? It's fun for a moment. Who's God to say that I can't be a Christian staying at home? Who's God to say that living in adultery kills my faith? Who's God to say stealing is wrong? Who's God to say anything? We fail to listen to what God's word says. And as a result, we often make bad confessions of faith. When the ear doesn't hear God's word, the mouth doesn't repeat the word clearly. Dear Christian, you have sin. Your sin has closed your ears to God's word. That's why sometimes you even zone out in church. And when your ears are closed to the word, your mouth doesn't speak the truth. You need to repent. Fear not. Jesus still comes to you. Just as he came to the deaf man in our gospel lesson. God comes to you and he speaks a word to you. Not physically present here, bodily anyways, but he's present in the word preached by your pastors. He's present in the word of the liturgy, in the words of the hymns. And that word speaks to you. Be opened. And working through that word, God puts all the things that were not working before back into working condition. It happens right here, not out on the street, not by reading a purpose-driven life, not reading the shack, not by listening to the right radio station. It happens here, in God's house. God's word comes to you. Christ puts things back in working order by attaching his word to water, washing away all your sin and guilt and shame, clothing you in the robe of righteousness that covers all of your sin. God sends his word to you in your baptism. As a result, you're able to make the good confession. That's why baptism and confirmation all have the Apostles' Creed attached to them. When God makes your ears work and your mouth able to speak, you confess the truth in the creed. Even in some baptismal rites, the pastor sticks his fingers in the baby's ears and mouth and says, Ephphatha, be opened, knowing that in the word God works faith. And when the ears are opened, the word enters in. It fills you completely and totally, so that you're glad to be here to hear God's word. You're eager to come and kneel and receive Christ's body and blood, God's word given to you attached to bread and wine, so that you may eat it for forgiveness, life, and salvation. God's word comes to create faith. God's word is the entire purpose of every single thing that we do here in this room. The liturgy is God's word. Look at your hymnal and all the Bible passages that are quoted. The hymns are God's word. Look at the bottom of the page in your hymnal where the Bible passages are quoted. The sermon is God's word, not my personal opinion or what I think about things. God's word delivered to you. See, it's so very, very important for you to receive God's word, because God's word's not just some nebulous thing that's floating around there. God's word is a person. St. John confesses this. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word, which was from the very beginning, became man in Jesus. The word suffered, bled, and died to forgive all sins. The word rose from the dead to live before God forever. The word, that same word, comes to you each and every Sunday. That word opens your ears. That word feeds your faith. That word is Jesus. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus is the key. Jesus is the word that saves. Your ears were closed to God's word. Your ears were plugged up, and your confession was not right. But now the word has come to you. Now your ears are open to hear the word, and your tongues to confess. Now you're free to be Christian, just as God desires. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus has opened your ears through baptism. Your mouths are free to speak his word. Praise be to God who works this great miracle of faith, not only in the man from our gospel lesson, but in each of us as well. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We stand and sing together the words of our offertory, page 192.
Amen.
God's service to us continues with the prayer of the church. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for all of your goodness, and we bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has opened our ears and our mouths to hear your word and confess it as well, and in whom we have redemption and forgiveness for all of our sin. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, for the Comforter, for your holy church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and to enable us to show our thankfulness in lives wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy, save and defend your entire church on earth, purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, and establishing in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy, grant your wisdom and grace to all pastors and to all of those who hold office in your church, including our synod president, our district president, our circuit counselor, and all other pastors who serve, that by their devoted service, faith may abound and your kingdom may increase. Lord, in your mercy, send the light of your truth into all the earth. Raise up faithful servants of Christ to advance the gospel both at home and in distant lands. Lord, in your mercy, preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead peaceful lives with integrity. Grant health and favor to all of those who bear office in our land, especially our president and congressmen and women, our governor and legislators, our mayor and city council, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will, and let there be peace in our nation, even in this strange time. Lord, in your mercy, take from us all hatred and prejudice. Give us instead a spirit of love and order our days in peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to the nations of the world, that mutual understanding and common endeavor may be increased among all people. Watch over our police officers, state patrol officers, military personnel, and all of those who put their lives on the line to keep us safe. Lord, in your mercy, bless all the schools of the church and all colleges, universities, and centers of research, as well as those public institutions. Grant them wisdom that they may serve people honorably in church and state, and that our common life may be conformed to the way of your truth. Lord, in your mercy, sanctify our own homes with your presence. Bless them with joy. Keep our children in their baptismal grace. Enable parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and in all the world. Lord, in your mercy, let your blessing remain upon the harvest time, which is soon to be upon us. Watch over the commerce, industry, leisure, rest, arts, and culture of our people. Take under your special protection all of those whose work is difficult or dangerous. Be with all of those who put their hands to any useful task. Give them the just rewards for their labor and the knowledge that their work is a blessing in your sight. Lord, in your mercy, by your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow, need, sickness, adversity, or any other situation. Be especially with those in our own midst who have requested our prayers, including Barb, Vern, Robert, Andy, Sherry, David, Craig, Marta, Lauren, Kelly, Lynn, Mildred, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Be with those who suffer persecution for the faith. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. Bring consolation to those who mourn and miss loved ones. And grant to all a measure of your love, taking them into your care. Lord, in your mercy, all of these things and whatever else you know that we need. Grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit as one God, now and forever. Amen. God's service to us continues on page 194 with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right unto you.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our closing hymn is hymn 923. You may be seated for the first two verses.
Thank you.
may be seated. Welcome again here to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. We're glad to have you. Just quick note, Pastor Poppy is supposed to return tomorrow, so he'll be back in the office again on Tuesday. Just a few other announcements to bring to your attention. First off, the offering box is there towards the entryway. I'm sure you saw it on the way in. Right next to it, there's also a box for goodies to put in the college welcome bags. And so the hope is to have all those items collected by Thursday so that we can get ready to hand those welcome bags out soon. We have quite a few college students that are attending here with us, and we want to make them feel welcome since we can't have our normal meals here at the church at this time. This Wednesday, September 2nd, we have the confirmation information meeting taking place. I want to say 5:30 off the top of my head. There should have been a letter that came out to everybody, so plan on going to that, and then confirmation will begin the week after that also. We also will begin in the beginning of September the Sunday school openings. The kids will come and we'll still teach them a hymn to learn, and then they'll go to be with their family in the fellowship hall for family Bible study. Speaking of which, we still do have family Bible study that will be meeting in the fellowship hall, so we invite you there for that. Please keep your social distance and as you go in and out. And if you're not, we ask you do your visiting outside as well. The elders will dismiss us from the back to the front in that way as well. College students, Concordia will not allow us to be on campus for Bible study, but the district office will, if you're interested in having a Sunday evening Bible study. Please communicate with me and we'll figure out if we have enough to do it or not. We also, Casey was hopefully getting your contact information on the way in, mostly so that if something happens, we can contact you, and then we do let your home congregation know you're here as well. Other announcements. Want to thank Pastor Brisboy for helping out 2 weeks in a row. We really greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your time and your work with us. The elders will dismiss us. God's blessings on your week.